The commercial fishing industry is urging the federal opposition to back plans to allow more fishing in Australian marine parks. The Turnbull government has this week proposed some big changes to the marine reserves, particularly in the Coral Sea, which would allow commercial and recreational fishing in new areas. Labor has vowed to fight the move, labelling it, quote, giant step backward. But the fishing industry wants Labor to back off. Stephanie Smail reports.
Bruce and Juanita Davey run a commercial fishing operation in the Gulf of Carpentaria, targeting Spanish mackerel between Cape York and the Kimberleys. They're celebrating the federal government's move to open more of Australia's oceans. Bruce Davey argues the marine environment he operates in is just as healthy with fishing as it would be without.
The three marine parks that impacted us are West Cape York, off Corumba in the southern Gulf of Carpentaria, and off the Wessel Island, was in the order of around $200,000 to $250,000 in lost fisheries income, because they were green zones and they're non-extractive, no fishing. And you just got to ask yourself, what has changed in not closing those areas? I can tell you what's changed. Absolutely nothing. What would have changed in the past year is nearly $1 million for my business in lost turnover of vital seafood production.
In 2012, the then Labor government declared the world's largest network of marine parks around Australia, including restricted no-take zones that banned fishing. The Abbott government suspended those restrictions, pending review. Now the federal government wants to reduce those no-take or green zones and allow fishing in areas that were deemed out of bounds under Labor's plan. Bruce Davey says he and other commercial fishers have weathered 8 years of uncertainty. He argues the industry operates under strict guidelines and it's not in their interest to overfish or damage the marine environment.
All our businesses operate under a very strict seafood management plan, Stephanie. Now, that plan is what is the guiding principle to allow our businesses to target a specific resource, in our case Spanish mackerel. So we have a total allowable catch in our fisheries of 420 tonne roughly. When we get to within 90% of our total allowable catch, about 320 tonnes for the professionals, we have to stop fishing until the next year's quotas are allocated. So there's all these trigger puts and input and output controls. That means that our businesses are not over-harvesting the seafood. So every 2 years we have to get export certified by the federal government. That is even stricter criteria again, and the compliance from the fishing industry is literally 100% today.
Conservationists have slammed the federal government's move to change marine park rules. Richard Leck from WWF Australia argues some areas must be completely protected from fishing and mining.
That is just good, sound management. We do it on land, we should be doing it on water, and it's been the overwhelming scientific consensus for decades now that we need to manage our oceans better by restricting where extractive activities can occur. It is really important to get a strong system in place to avoid those types of degradations.
He says years of evidence and expert advice have been ignored.
The expert panel that was commissioned by the coalition government recommended a much higher level of protection than has been included in this proposal. And there's a huge lack of transparency as to how the Australian government came from an independent expert panel to what's been proposed now, which has no scientific integrity and doesn't reflect the tens of thousands of people who have made submissions to this process who want a high level of protection for Australia's oceans.
Bruce Davey argues Australia's fishing industry should be allowed to continue its current practices that he says protect the environment. He points out that banning fishing from some marine zones won't block out environmental threats.
When you draw a box out on the ocean, Stephanie, it doesn't stop any marine debris coming into that marine park. Doesn't stop climate change at the border of the marine park. Doesn't stop a range of environmental threats. All it does is lock out sustainable fishing practices and fishermen which has to be replaced by imports. And if people want to eat imports, well, okay, we're noting that Australia has always imported seafood. There's nothing wrong with imported seafood. But just to come in from Canberra and just lock away vast areas of the ocean without even consulting with fishermen was just plain wrong. It was a dastardly act on Tony Burke's behalf.
Labor has vowed to fight this. What's your message to them?
Well, my message to Tony Burke and the Federal Labor Party is to just simply sit down with the Australian professional fishing industry and maturely talk to them face-to-face so that we can negotiate outcomes that maintains the credibility of the environment and the fishing industry, and so that we can have outcomes based on leadership unity and a trust of each other, because there's no trust there right now.
Richard Leck from WWF Australia says the battle over marine parks is just beginning.
If these plans go through Parliament, they're unlikely to be changed for at least 10 years, but possibly many decades. And to implement something that is insufficient to protect our environment is something that we can't stay on the sidelines for.
That's Richard Leck from WWF Australia, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.